This episode of Spill the Greens is powered by our brand new Savory's Sweet Strawberry Tomatoes, kept on the vine for maximum flavor and freshness. This picture-perfect variety will inspire food lovers and at-home chefs that love to entertain. Sweet like a strawberry, savory like a tomato, a true foodie's delight. Well, we have a great episode on deck today to commemorate Women's Month and also International Women's Day with a few of my teammates. They'll be sharing their stories and career paths and general experiences as women in this industry. It's Spill the Greens, powered by Mucci Farms, right now.
Spill the Greens, powered by Mucci Farms.
It's a special episode of Spill the Greens today. It's International Women's Day, so we are going to be celebrating and thanking the women who work at Mucci Farms and women in the produce industry in general. It's not really a secret that the farming industry is very male-dominated, so just like last year, we have three lovely ladies joining us to share their experiences in the industry and right here at Mucci Farms. Some quick numbers here. Roughly 25% of our staff company-wide are women, and it's probably closer to 50% if you don't count the farms. We have numerous women in supervisory and managerial roles, from line leaders to supervisors to managers, directors, and even VPs. Three of them are here with me today, and I'll let them introduce themselves and share a little bit about what they do here and who they are. So who wants to start? The youngest?
I'll start. No problem.
All right. Who are you?
My name is Caitlin Mollicone. I am the digital marketing coordinator here at Mucci Farms.
Newly promoted.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ajit. Yeah. As of a couple of weeks ago, actually. So I'm super excited to be on this podcast episode with two other lovely ladies who I admire in the industry. And just couldn't think of a better episode to make my podcast debut.
Amazing. And now, how about the one who I have been trying for so many months to get you to say a single word on a microphone, and you have finally agreed to do it. So please tell everybody who you are.
Hi, everyone. My name is Fernanda Albuquerque. I am the packaging development manager here at the Mucci Group. And I've been with the Mucci family for almost 14 years. And it's been a great ride.
Amazing. And then somebody who knows the family intimately well.
Hi, I'm Linda Jeffrey. I've been with the Mucci Farms my whole life. I manage the produce payable department. So I have seven colleagues in my team. And I just make sure that ensuring that payments are made on a timely manner and all of inventory is accounted for on a daily basis.
That's amazing. Why don't we just start very generally? Like, what did you do prior to working at Mucci Farms? And yeah, tell me a little bit about your background. Why don't we start with Caitlin?
I started my background at the University of Windsor, actually. I completed their four-year Bachelor of Commerce degree, and I specialized in human resources, actually. So currently, I am in marketing at Mucci Farms, but I did take a lot of courses in my third and fourth years that related to human resources. So I graduated from the University of Windsor in May of 2019, and I began my job search shortly after that. So I'd been looking for a few months after hearing from word of mouth, family, friends, that Mucci Farms was a great place to start my career. I submitted my resume, and shortly after that, I heard back and was scheduled for an in-person interview. I got hired the next day, actually.
Yes,
I received
you did.
A phone call. So I was super excited about that. And I started the last week of October of 2019. So ever since then, I began my position as marketing assistant. That was my first title here. Kind of more of a analytics role, starting off analyzing a lot of our social campaigns, a lot of our current digital ads, things like that. Kind of being brought in to meetings with the design team, getting out in the community, getting my face out there, participating in a lot of events representing Mucci Farms, and kind of growing into my role of taking more of a leadership role and ownership of what I do. Now I'm managing the social media and digital aspect of all of our content creation. I work with some colleagues to produce a lot of the reels and videos and posts that you see on our Instagram and Facebook channels. So that's been super fun. And basically any community event or front-facing demo, you'll see me there. And I just went to my first trade show. That was the IFPA show in October. And it was great to represent.
It was like an initiation.
Yes.
And she did great, by the way.
Yes.
Thanks, Fern.
There were so many unforeseen circumstances. So, it was like what they would call baptism by fire. And you got to come into the fire and it'll never be that tough again. So I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was crazy to say that after 3 years, I finally got to experience the first trade show.
Yeah, because of COVID, right? Everything was closed down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fern, why don't you share with us a little bit about yourself from, I guess, prior to Moochie Farms and sort of how did you land here?
So I started doing purchasing at an oil and gas industrial supplier, actually.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And we used to actually sell a lot of parts to the oil and gas industry and actually to the greenhouse industry. And I was there for 8 years. And then the owners decided that they were not from here. They were from close to Toronto area. And the owner was getting older. And because he wanted to be, have a better visual of what was going on because he was so far away. And so he decided to actually close the place down and put his investments towards other things. So I found myself without a job. I started searching for work. And because the greenhouse industry is so prominent in our area, that's where I landed. I actually found a receptionist job at another produce company.
I could not imagine you as a receptionist.
So, I didn't know that, Fernanda.
So I was actually a receptionist for 8 months. And as a receptionist, you get to know everybody that's coming in and out. You get to know, who the important people are in the company. And because I had prior purchasing experience, I wanted to do that again. That was my passion. So I started to get in front of the right people and I was, seeing the lay of the land and I'm like, you guys don't have a purchasing agent here. You guys need me to do purchasing for you. And a few months went by and then finally they decided to give me a chance. They said, you're going to continue a couple of days doing reception and a couple of days, two or three days doing purchasing. And it actually, it was like the perfect time. Somebody else left and I actually ended up doing it full time. So I did that job at that produce company for about 4 years. And then I decided that things were, I wasn't moving up in my career like I wanted to move up. And I just felt, like you said, about women maybe not getting the same chances in this industry as men, I felt like I wanted more for myself. And I didn't see that happening.
And I'm sure back then it was like today, there's women everywhere. But I can imagine 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that it would probably be a very different landscape.
It was. And it's very male oriented. And so I had asked management, just like Caitlin had the experience of going to the show. At that time, that was the same thing for me. I was younger, I wanted to travel. I wanted to go to the shows. I wanted to see what was out there. And that opportunity was not being offered to me. So I decided that I got approached by a greenhouse fabricator that knew my experience from my previous job. And he asked me to come and work for him. And I got excited about it because I really liked the industrial side of things. So I decided to leave. I went to work for him for a little while. It didn't work out because there was a market crash in the U.S. and he had a lot of work in the U.S. and the banks weren't lending money to the growers to build. So he had to make some decisions, and because I was like the last one to come in, you know, I was the first one to leave. So, and at that time, it was really hard in the marketplace to kind of find work. Everything was, it seemed like there was no jobs, you know. So I just made a drastic decision and I went back to school. And I said, oh, I'm going to forget purchasing and I'm going to see what I can do otherwise. And the government was offering some incentives. If you went back to school, they would continue paying like for your unemployment as you were doing your studies. So I actually went to Trios College and I got an accounting and payroll administration certificate.
Wow, I didn't know that about you. I'm learning everything today about Fern.
So, but then as I was completing my studies, I got a call from my sister and she had seen this posting for a job. And she said, you know, there's a job in the paper that sounds a whole lot like what you used to do at your greenhouse produce company. And I'm like, So I'm completing my studies. Am I going to go into payroll or am I going to go back into purchasing? So, you know, I picked up the paper. I submitted my resume to Mucci at that time. I had, I got a call while I was still in school and they interviewed me. I sat across the most poker face looking, you know, produce team, that, you know, I must have said the right thing. Because they hired me. They called me back. You know.
Who had the best poker face in the room?
I think Joe. Joe Spano. And it was Joe. It was Danny. And it was another, the guy that actually ended up being my manager was John Bandman. He's since gone from the company, but he was a great manager, great guy. I learned a lot from him. I've actually learned a lot from all the guys, and I continue to learn every day. And so that was in 2008. Every day is a challenge. You know, it's a stressful environment, but it's like it fuels you.
Yeah.
It just keeps you going because, you know, you're just, you never know. For me, from my position, I never know what my day is going to be like or what's going to be thrown at me. And I enjoy it. And then, so then a few years down the road, I think about 2016, the company was growing so much that, and I was being put into so many different kind of roles, inventory, purchasing, you know.
Very common when these companies are growing, right? We have to wear so many hats.
Right, product development. Right. So the because of the experience that I had gained, I mean, honestly, I got a lot of my education at Mucci Farms.
Yeah.
So everything I've learned from all the, you know, having the opportunity to travel and I pretty much, I've been to so many states in the States. I've been overseas, you know, at different shows. I've been to Holland. So it's offered me, you know, probably a career that I didn't expect.
Yeah.
You know, and where I wasn't getting that before, I got it all here. So
it's a great testimonial. Hey?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so now the positions that I had before is what led me to doing the packaging development role. So,
well, Linda, you are originally a Mucci, so I'll let the cat out the bag, and you're one of the children of the company. So,
yes, yes.
I would love to know, because I know obviously produce payable isn't all you've done here. So tell us a little bit. Well, you know what I should get from you now, since I got all the guys to do it a couple of years ago when we started the podcast. I'm going to have you do this now. I want you to share with us a little bit about your childhood growing up on this farm. Like before it was all these fancy buildings, what was this like? And then did you know that you loved produce? Did you know that you wanted to be with the company forever? Like what was your sort of your pathway? How did it all lay out?
Growing up on the farm was fun, actually. Yeah. There was three families involved at the time. days went by so quickly. We got together with the cousins, and we, even working in the greenhouses, we still, you know, made time for a little bit of play. Back then, it was a little bit different. The greenhouses weren't as they are today. Plants were grown in the ground. We didn't have the bees to pollinate the plants. We were, you know, pollinating them by hand. So there was a lot that needed to be done, and my family definitely needed our help. We didn't get to go on vacation much. Back then, our time away from school was helping out with the family. And I appreciate working as a family together, because we got to know the industry from where it was then to where it is today. Definitely a interesting career. We always were a part of the farm. Like I said, my dad made us work on the farm. To see where it is at right now is just amazing. I definitely didn't enjoy it as a kid. March break, I would have rather went to Walt Disney.
Right.
But that was our thing.
Like, I can't imagine any kid at March break wanting to go pick tomatoes.
And it's not how the greenhouses are today. Like, right. The plants were grown in the ground. So, you know, you got dirty, you were, you know, working, you worked hard. But that's where we are today because of that reason getting us here.
So how did you find your way eventually into the role that you're in? So you're growing up on the farm. So how did you find yourself back, or did you just stay all the way through? I don't even know your story.
Actually, I after finishing school, I worked 5 years with an insurance broker.
Okay.
So that was in 1992. Same kind of role. I was in the accounts receivable and financing department. So I was there for 5 years. They were closing the Leamington branch, and I had offered to have the opportunity to relocate to the London Tillsonburg area. I wanted to stay close to family, so I didn't leave at that time, and I was engaged, so it was important for me to stay home. And that's when I started at Moochie's on payroll, 1997. At that time, we only had 7.5 acres of our Moochie Farms.
Incredible.
Greenhouse. Wow. And we, there was quite a bit of roles. When I started there, my main role was taking care of the offshore labor, taking care of payroll, making sure they had accommodations here, arranging their flights with Canig. But that's about all I had to do at that time.
I'm sure it was a big job still.
Yes. We grew beefsteak at that time. So we packed our own and we shipped it out to a marketer. So we weren't in sales at that point. I've, like I said, wore many, many hats. If the label machine was all jammed up, we would have to go out and take the reels off and clean it up and get it working again. If they need help packing, I would go out and pack. Eventually we were, when we were in the marketing, aspect of it, you know, I actually created our own logo back in the day.
I would love to see
which
it.
Which is not something you want to see.
The Moochie Pack logo?
Yes. And there are many, many boxes that we created as well. We worked with Smurfit at the time, and it was just, actually, the boxes were terrible to see where we're at today. But we, you know, we had to arrange for shipping, fill out papers for your customs paperwork. We did it all back then. And that was on just one computer, too. In the office, it was myself and my cousin, Johnny's sister. She also worked in the business. And then Danny and Johnny. And then eventually Joe started and Steve Zaccardi.
And almost the whole band is here now.
Yeah. Yes. It's crazy to see where we're at today. Like, we just had a handful of people, and slowly here we are at
plus quite incredible. 2000. To give people some reference, like you're saying that back then it was 7.5 acres. So you basically fast forward, you know, less than 25 years fast forward, and we're approaching 400, which is quite incredible on both sides of the border. How much staff do you think you had back then? give or take?
Well, back then, I think it was 2 offshore labor per acre. So we had 14 plus, like, I'm going to say 20, 25.
Yeah, 20, 25 people. And now there's 2,000 on both sides of the border. It's really an incredible story. Like, to see the growth in the last 25 years versus the 50 before it.
Yes.
That's the part that blows me away the most, that it was just like accelerated growth so quickly. And it's still going, like, every other day. Look at the construction happening at the office. Like, every single year, there's some sort of significant construction happening. So the growth is quite remarkable. You know what I want to know now? I want to know, what do you, Caitlin, I'll start with you. What do you love the most about working in this industry? Like, you knew, I know you live just behind the farm, but I know that you didn't know too much about it. So now that you've been here for a few years, like, what do you love the most about the company and about the industry in general?
Yes, you are definitely right when you say that Mucci Farms is quite literally in my backyard. So when I was in school, I never had dreamed of my career being what it is today. I honestly was thinking that I would need to go to Toronto or another big city to find what I was looking for.
It's a very common story.
Yeah, yeah. To have the career that I wanted. I knew that I wanted to be part of a big company and be part of something bigger and just have big ideas and big campaigns. So I love that when I became part of Team Mucci, that I was part of something that was worldwide, something that you see on the shelves every day, something that consumers will pick up and recognize, something that is so brand focused and consumer focused at the same time. I love that our marketing campaigns are just so much bigger than our small town here.
Right.
We operate out of our headquarters are out of Kingsville, Ontario, but our reach is so much more than that.
Yeah.
And I love that I get a chance to talk to consumers or email consumers a lot, field a lot of questions, and just hear that how much they love the product and that recognition. I think that's the biggest thing for me.
I often say to people that we get to work in like a major global company, but in a small town.
Yes. And like you said to me the other day, is that no idea is too big, right? So if you can dream it, you can do it. And I also love that I was able to bring my past experience. I actually had worked at a car dealership in the summers, like when I wasn't in school, and part-time as well. So I had a lot of that digital media experience, keeping up the website and their social channels, and as well as organizing marketing events at school. I was part of a committee in which we'd have to organize like business case competitions for other universities that would come visit. So I got a chance to apply a lot of those practical skills that I had learned in school and from like previous roles to the company. And now I'm tasked with a lot of freedom to run creatively how I see fit. And I love that our marketing team can bounce ideas off of each other, and we're so close. We are like a family.
Yeah.
And I just love being able to come to work every day and know 2 days are the same, kind of like Fernanda mentioned. In the marketing department especially, we're awarded so many opportunities to do different things and broaden our horizons. So that's definitely what I love the most.
Yeah, you're certainly right about the empowerment part, because we do get to make a lot of big decisions. And I find it neat that we, you know, if the design team and our team together, you know, is putting together, say, label concepts, and then you get to go into the whole process. Then you go walk into your local grocery store and you see it and you mm-hmm. say, hey, like this, I was that intimately involved with this process. And so I find that rewarding. So I can relate to when you say that, you know, we really get to put our stamp on things and make those types of decisions.
Yeah, it's something I never thought of before too. Like, I remember one of the other things that you said when I first started is like, you'll never go into a grocery store and have the same shopping experience again. Like, you're always going to go into a grocery store now and think of it differently.
Yep.
So I definitely, now I'm like paying so close attention to the produce department in specifically. So just seeing that come to life and like having those ideas and then, you know, the graphic design team brings it to life and makes it bigger than what you thought it could be. So I love that it's like bigger than ourselves, you know.
Fern, tell me, what do you love the most about what you do and about the company, the industry? Like, what are those things that really stick out to you?
I think that what I love the most is that produce people they're very passionate about what they do. They, it's not just about, you know, trying to get the produce on the shelves. It's about, like Caitlin is saying, it's about our branding. It's about, you know, putting our best foot forward. And I think that's, and it's always changing and it's always interesting to be a part of. And I think that's what I love about it. And I think that I have, like, that passion is kind of pushed over to everyone. Like it's we're all like our like the marketing team is very passionate.
Yeah.
We're passionate about produce. We say it, but we are passionate about produce.
But it's food, right? Like it makes the world go round. Like everybody has to eat. And on top of that, we're working with healthy food. So there's also like a great degree of pride you can take in it, right? It's a unique industry that way that you know, like a salesman can sell anything, right? But it's not very often that a salesman can sell something that he knows without question is something that's positively beneficial in every single way to whoever his customer is, because we're getting to sell food that keeps people healthy, keeps you alive, gives you, you know, extended life and health and all the wellness benefits and so on. So I think that there's a unique thing about this industry where no matter where in it you work, if you're contributing to this industry, you can take pride in that work.
Yes. And I think that that's it. I think that I'm proud of what I do every day, and I'm proud about what the Mucci family and the Mucci group has accomplished for themselves. Like the growth that we're talking about has been over my 14 years. And as Linda said, like I've seen the old go down and the new go up.
Yeah.
And
it's probably emotional for you to see some of the construction where, you know, it was a, where you worked, or you probably have memories of what it looked like, and now it's a completely different place.
Yeah, it's so different. And I mean, we've seen greenhouses come down, we've seen houses come down, and then now we see these huge buildings being put up because, you know, we need it. We're growing, you know, so we have so much volume. You know, we have so many new partners that we need to supply, and this is essential for us to continue to, you know, grow. So I mean, whatever, like whenever they accomplish something, I feel like I was part of that. I feel like I've accomplished it as well, because I've helped them in some way or form to, you know, help them get to where they want to go.
Yeah. And they do a good job of making us feel that way too. Like you exactly. feel like the wins that we win together.
Exactly.
Right from the top all the way down.
I agree.
So yes. Linda, like in all of your time, like what have you loved the most? Cause you've seen so much growth. And so you were here when it was just a really small family business. And even though it's still a family business, it's, you know, there's a lot more structure now cause there's so many more people. So what have you loved to see the most, and what do you enjoy the most about your time here?
I love that. I love the fast pace. I love that, like Fernanda said, there's never a dull moment. I'm all about healthy lifestyle, making sure my family eats healthy, and growing up on the farm, we ate healthy. There was a lot of produce, vegetables and fruit that was available and on the table for us. So for me, I love that the industry, it's exciting to see that the industry is constantly evolving with new varieties and new commodities. So that's the most important for me. So I love that that's the trend right now.
Yeah, when I got into it, I never imagined that like every year there's like new types of tomatoes coming. Like it's just tomatoes.
Yes.
Like what are we talking about here? But every year there's new exciting products, new varieties, like different flavors and textures. And I had no idea that there was so much diversity within just tomatoes. Like, well, you don't even think about it. We have four different kinds of cucumbers, and that's just exactly the ones that we have commercially. Like there's so many others. And you just, I think as an everyday person, you would never imagine that until you get in it and you're like, wait a second, there's a lot here. Like it's so much more complex and it's such a global industry. So I found that interesting. So that is neat.
To add, like with all those varieties and the growth and the expansion, like with all the farms, like all the greenhouses that we've seen go up, has been to grow those varieties. Right. Like we have, you know, Mucci Farms, that range that all they grow is the cucumbers,
in the entire
all the
block.
Different
right.
cucumbers that we've, you know, the guys have found in their travels and that they brought back. And that's what we're growing now in all the different ranges that we have. So.
Well, in the spirit of it being International Women's Day, I wanted to ask some questions that were a bit more specific to being, you know, a woman in this industry, which is no secret, very heavily male dominated. Like, I mean, that's getting a lot better. I feel like there's more and more women. When you go to these shows, you see women all the time and it's getting better, but it's still predominantly male. And it's probably more of a generational thing, but I'm curious to know, like, do you find it challenging at all to be a woman in the produce industry? And if so, like, what are those challenges and what advice would you give to other women that are in the industry if they're facing similar challenges?
For me, I would say in terms of challenge, I would say it's more intimidating for me at first. First of all, I was coming fresh off of school. It was my first real full-time position in a professional setting. So coupled with that, it was just being able to have that representation and visibility and seeing that. I remember that I went to some other interviews for like a sales role, sales position that was obviously more male dominated, as many people know. And I remember feeling that maybe I wasn't worthy of that position, or, oh, why did I even bother going for that interview or applying, because I'm not going to get it anyway. I remember thinking like that a few years ago, and that was my mindset and just kind of like shutting myself down in that way. But I would say now, like especially at Mucci Farms, you see all of these women in leadership roles and positions, and you see people like Fernanda and Linda who have been here for quite a long time and who have grown into their roles and their positions. For me, being younger and fresh in the industry and fresh in my career, I look up to and admire women like that. And I feel that it's very helpful for younger women coming into the industry to have someone that's like a mentor or a role model for them, even if it is just another colleague that is in the same position as you. Like I have a colleague here that I'm very close with, and her and I face a lot of the same things just with regards to how we're close in age. So I feel like I can come to her for a lot of things. And then, for example, like Emily, our director of marketing, is also someone that I find like I can really open up to and admire again as a role model. So I think it's just having those key contacts within the company. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's you taking those opportunities for yourself, embracing it, growing into the role and saying, you know what, I am worthy of this position. I am worthy to be here, sit at the table, being an equal. And you know what? We're all in this together. At the end of the day, we're here to get a job done and do a role. And you know what? I'm not going to let any gender barriers or any of those thoughts in my head get in the way of that.
And the representation's good, right? Because it shows you that, hey, it is possible to get into those roles.
Yes.
There is room here for growth, despite being in a male-dominated industry.
Yeah. It's like I can see that for myself now versus when I started. When I started, I didn't really know because I didn't have that experience. And it's just what those perceived notions and what you see on the outside looking in. But now that you're into it, you see it in a whole different light. And you're like, yeah, that is possible for me.
Right. Fern?
Segueing into what Caitlin is saying about
having a mentor and finding someone to, you know, like if you're a new person coming in and you, you know, you want to learn or you want to move up, I think finding a mentor is within the company that is willing to help you and, you know, answer questions that you might have that you might, you know, not understand completely, I think is at the top of my list that I would, you know, give advice to a younger person coming in. But I think that, you also in this industry as a woman, you have to develop a thick skin. And you can't take too much to heart because nobody else does. You know, they'll tell you something, but they're already on to the next thing.
Right.
So you know what? You just need to deal with it.
Keep a short account.
Yeah. Yes. I used to kind of mull things over a lot and it would bother me a lot. And I'm like, they're not thinking about it anymore. Why am I still thinking about it? So I've decided that that's not how I'm going to, right. You know, it's bad for me and I'm going to continue.
But it's also work, right?
Yeah, so it's it
can
work.
Get, you know, some and people
tomorrow,
can, right.
It's another thing tomorrow. So right. Why are you lingering on what happened
right.
yesterday?
And then you talk about the passion, right? So there's people that are very passionate. So sometimes it comes out a certain way, but it's only because they're super passionate. They've kept a short account. You got to keep a short account.
Exactly.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Exactly. Yep. And the other thing for me is like, I don't like to disappoint. And there's been times that I know I have, where things haven't gone according to plan, but I advise others to take it with a grain of salt, learn from it, move on and do better next time.
For you, Linda, in all these years, you've obviously seen the demographics switch over quite a bit. I would imagine. So do you find any challenges being a woman or anyone's before that you find are a lot easier now? Or what transitions have you seen over the course of your time?
I'm going to have to say, like, starting off in the produce industry back then, it was a male dominant. It was probably 90% male, 10 women. So to see where we are at today, it's nice to see. It's exciting. I do feel that women in leadership roles probably had a more difficult time because you're at work, but you're also taking care of family responsibilities right. as well. So, you're constantly juggling, which, I feel like in order to advance to that leadership role, you had to be 100% and you couldn't do that at that time. Like I said, though, it's nice to see that, now in the industry, there are women involved and, I'm hoping at some point it'll just be a 50-50.
Yeah, yes. I'm sure. Well, we're on our way for sure. Because I'll say what I've noticed is when you look at marketing in general for the produce industry, I think that the reason that it's becoming what it is in the last decade or so is because of the imprint that women have put on the produce industry. You know, when they say the saying, they'll say, you know what? The room looks good. It just needs a woman's touch. I think it now has the woman's touch.
Yes.
And now you're seeing it's so much more glamorous. And it's I often look at our own website and go, this is like a cosmetics website. Like when you look at it, it's so many colors and vibrance. And I think that a lot of that comes from just a woman's innate ability to see art a certain way that I just think that not as many men can do. I think there's a natural knack that women have for this kind of stuff. And I think the visual of produce is what it is because there's so much more female influence now.
Yeah, definitely. There's a sophistication to it, I would say. And I love the way that you put it, a woman's touch, because it really is.
I love that, yes.
Well, I think we've covered a little bit of this, but I'll ask it anyways a little bit more directly. Like, do you have any advice for women entering the produce industry or considering it? Because, you know, Caitlin, like you're saying, it's just in your backyard, but you didn't know much about it. And so if you're not really in it, you don't know what's happening inside. And so given that, is there any advice you would offer to someone, to a young woman that might go, I don't know if I want to do farming, because farming sounds like a man's world, right? So if there's anything you want to share on top of everything you already have, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I would just definitely say don't shy away from any opportunities because you think that it's not going to be within your realm or your wheelhouse. I know I was that way once, thinking like, I don't know if I'm qualified for the position, or I don't know if this company will suit me, but I took the position at Mucci Farms thinking that it would be a great way for me to gain experience and to start off, but it's quickly evolved into so much more for me now. I really think that as a woman, making those priorities known to your superiors or your colleagues, managers, things that are important to you, then they can really help you grow in your career. I know that's something that I said in my interview. I had mentioned earlier that I had HR specialization courses in school. And that was one thing that I mentioned in my interview to you and to Emily, was that's a skill that I had that I would like to put to use, even though I'm not in that department directly. And it's something that I value a lot, and you both kind of found a way to make that work within my daily role. So I was able to merge that skill that I had with marketing, and now I'm able to help with like our recruitment efforts and attracting younger talent and help with job fairs and things like that. So I really find that being vocal and speaking your mind also goes a long way.
You definitely have to be direct in this yes. business.
It's something that I've learned to develop as well.
You got to be honest. And
I know I didn't have that in the beginning, and it's just finding your voice and saying like, this is what's important to me and this is what I value. How can we make this work?
Yeah. Fern?
I think that you have to know, be attentive to what's happening in the industry. Read all the publications if you can. See what our competitors are doing. And I think if you, it's going to help you figure out where you want to go. Even if you come into the produce industry at an entry level type position, like myself, I came in as a receptionist, and you see all the other positions that are available in the company, and you think, heck, I can do that. I think I can do that. Like, we promote a lot from within. We promote a lot of people that are even in the production floor, and they move up. So I think that just getting into the industry, getting your foot in the door, and then seeing what might pique your interest, and approach that manager or approach that department and tell them, say, listen, I think I could do a good job for you in this, in this area. And I feel like the different departments are really willing to kind of, they have their doors open, because I see a lot of people moving, from the different areas into other departments.
And we have women in every area of the business. Yes. Even in roles that you wouldn't think, like shipping and receiving, we have women in those departments.
Exactly.
QA, on the pack floor, in purchasing, in health and safety, in HR, marketing, sales, like in every department, every inch of the company has representation. So if there's any misconceptions about that out there, we're here to tell you not to worry about it.
Yeah. And I think that we are also, I found that there, even if you think you don't have the experience, they've trained a lot of the people that have moved up to the different roles, and they're learning and they're doing a good job for us. And I think that that's, don't shy away from it. Even if you just, want to come in as, a person working on the production floor, you never know where that might lead.
Right.
So.
Linda, anything to add?
Well, I agree with Fernanda, be knowledgeable about the industry. Not only, even if you're in marketing or in sales or in logistics, be aware of the products, learn about them, not just the packaging part of it, but growing the product and where it came from, and just understanding the whole concept of growing it, packing it, shipping it out. I think, to have that knowledge is very impressive for any company in the produce industry.
Yeah, I find that no matter who you are, the more that you learn about what we do, the more confidence that the people around you will have in you. regardless of whether you're, regardless of your gender. Like, it's just not a thing. Like, if you know what you're talking about, you'll be respected. And that's really what I think it boils down to, is how much do you soak, how much information are you soaking in? How much passion do you have for what you do? And in that regard, I feel like it's, at least at Moochie Farms, I feel like it's quite evenly spread out. If you're in, you're in. And it's obvious.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Like I said, I've made a lot of mistakes, but you know what? I've also made a lot of positive, I have a lot of positive accomplishments, you know, in this company. And I just feel like that is appreciated. That part of the things that we've been successful at is appreciated. And the things that, you know, didn't go so well, they've accepted. We move on.
That's it. Tomorrow's a new day.
Tomorrow's a new day. You know, you just like, you try, if you've at least learned from your mistake and you don't do it again,
right?
Then yeah, I think that is a positive.
Well, I don't really have much else. It was actually really nice to chat with you guys, because I learned a few things that I didn't know about you already, especially you, Fern. So
there's a lot more where that came from.
Well, I can say, even on behalf of ownership, even without even consulting them, that I know they appreciate all the work that all of you do. And I think it's just amazing that you guys are here, and how much passion, dedication, commitment you have to the company and all the work that you produce in allowing, you know, us to trek on our mission to be, you know, North America's preferred supplier of fresh produce. And I think it's amazing that you're amazing women that do this. And I think you're great examples for all the women in the industry already and the ones coming in. So thank you so much for sharing your stories with me. And happy International Women's Day to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ajit.
Spill the Greens, powered by Moochie Farms.